It's a beautiful day, our beautiful park. The things that were said, I would like to expand on. They said so much already, and I had the same thoughts. And I'll take you to the beginning. Arthur was born, as Rabbi said, August 17, 1941. Her first place of residence, I'm told, was on 29th Avenue between Yesler and Fir. Maybe Alder. You guys would know better than me. I don't think the street that's her. She lived with my grandma, Leah, all that. And she was known as, grandma was known as, Leah Kibaba. Wait a minute. 60, 70 years later, we're going to hear that name again. But I will tell you where the Baba came from. My grandfather, who was born on Narrow Rose during the time of the Ottoman Empire, under Turkish control, he was called Baba, which meant father. And Barbara was named after him before Rachel. Where did the Rachel come from? I was never told. It could have been after my dad's sister, Auntie Renee, and it could have been after my Auntie Ray that I didn't know. Grandmother's sister, who died on the Ottoman Rose before the Holocaust. Thank God she died in peace. And so, a few years later, we moved to 1733, 30th Avenue South, called it the Old Neighborhood. And remember my dad, called her Babs. She was the apple of his eye. So, the kids in the neighborhood knew her as Babs. Kids at school knew her as Barbara. And she attended John Muir School. The memory of that is very clear in my mind, because I couldn't wait to go to John Muir School. My sister was there. I would feel secure. And she was very active in grade school. She was a good student. Many friends that she still kept in contact today. And does everybody remember Peachy's, those yellow folders? Barbara would doodle on it, and she would write my name all over it, Joe. Barbara, why is my name all over this book? She said, I love writing for me. She said, just flow. She would write like this. Barbara had beautiful, beautiful, cursive writing. Beautiful. What's the word? Calligraphy? What? She could. It was just beautiful. Michael and I, chicken scratch. And she was a good student, and she left John Muir, and she attended 1 year in Sharpless Junior High. Sharpless, she went on to Franklin, which was a big part of her life. She was in the league club and social clubs. Again, a great student. Many friends from Franklin to come around today. She just had a presence, an amazing, just amazing the way her presence was. We'll fast forward to, she went to California and came home, and I had my first son, David. David, I don't know if it's pronounced Barbara, but it came out Bob. Again, back to the beginning, he didn't know that. And you were David. It just stuck with her. And then as time went on, I noticed that her friends, Sharon, Shelly, Colleen, anybody left out, their children called her Auntie Baba. And I said, what is this? Everybody called this. I understood. It spread like wildfire. Auntie Baba. Bobby, if you could have marketed, put a trademark on it, and you bought t-shirts, and you bought coffee mugs, how about a TV show? And Tibaba. But it was amazing thing how this came to be. And I read Margaret did not have children. So everybody, all the children around her were good. She reached out to them. She adored them, no matter who they were. She would say to them, "Hi, what's your name?" They look up at her. You cannot fool children. You cannot fool children. They knew that she was loving me. And she'd say, "My name is Auntie Baba." And it just steamed over. Everybody called her. Well, she went to volunteer in the Seattle Hebrew Academy. They didn't call her Mrs. Hanson, Mora Barbara. They called her Auntie Baba. "Auntie Baba, how do you like your job there?" She said, "I love it. Really do. The best part I love is I get to see my Stephanie." And then, of course, later, Levi came along to her. She had great patience with my mother because we would not always agree to her. We would argue quite a bit, but she was very firm on what she felt and what she believed. The phone would ring. Caller ID would say, "Barbara Hassan." Pick up the phone. Her voice on the phone was kind of loud and shrieky. So hold the phone out here. "Joey, this is your sister Barbara." "You know what?" "It says right here on the caller ID. You've been my sister for 75 years. Will you talk to your brother Michael? I don't think he's understanding." "So what's the matter, Barbara?" I just want you to talk to him. Don't worry. My mother used to say, "You gotta take Michael with you." Right? You know what? Thank you. I'm good at that. Where did she went? I had a power. Not her, it was Joe. Mom wanted to make sure I was good. She was okay. She adored her girlfriends, her birthday group. They'd tell me when I was coming, they'd get all dressed up. They went to lunch, wine, best, nicest places. They did it for each one for many, many years. She cherished that so much. I got a call from the Hebrew Academy one day and they said, "Joey, is your sister okay?" And I said, "Of course she is. No, she's not with me. You should know her." And she would go to Mahjong. And she would go to the same houses. They would come to her house. She'd been going to these houses for years, and she would get divorced. That's what is terrible, terrible disease to her. Didn't get better, only got worse. How do you think you? She's better now for that. I really believe she's better for that. She can rest. Her mind is at peace. So I just want you to, and I know you will, keep her